Okay, thank you. I thank the states for expressing your concern. But when we look at Article 15 of ICERD, you cannot implement the full extent of Article 15 unless you have, as it states in paragraph 2A of Article 15, to address these concepts for peoples under colonialism or foreign occupation, unless you have a call from another body. So this is covered, actually, by the DDPA to the extent that it calls for the full implementation of ICERD. And you cannot implement Article 15 of ICERD or others unless not only you have the political will, which it calls for in paragraphs 5 and 6, but also that you address colonialism and foreign occupation. I believe that some of the reservations can be dealt with. And as EU stated, it does not have implementation procedures in our Article 19. That's where IRM is very concerned about how some of these UN bodies are created, such as the permanent forum, and now what is going to be a forum for peoples of African descent. In those two bodies, if you create them as the indigenous forum was created, you cannot address the violation of human rights because you cannot hear complaints and address them. And if you move forward in this process without expressing the political will to address what is there, the full extent of ICERD, which it fully calls for in the DDPA, then you are leaving us behind. There's a call not to leave anyone behind. And
two seconds.
Okay.
Yes.
This needs more discussion, not only with legal insight, and not as what EU did with its discussion to the extent that it looked up one-minute explanation of another issue.